The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
Started off hot, it felt like. Had a bunch of good plays early, and then kind of focused a little bit more on the run game. Got some runs going. Be able to look at this front on how we're going to run, because we just don't get enough of that action during the week. So it seemed like it was good. I wish the 2 minute would have been better. The red zone seemed like it went really well. I thought the guys had a couple tugs. That was really great. But overall, you know, hey, when you come out without any injury and you get to go against somebody else and get good work, you always feel great about it.
You think Nathaniel Hackett, when it was all said and done last night, felt a sigh of relief or a sense of told you so, told you we'd be fine?
Mike, I don't think it's, I think as a coach, you're always looking to get better. There is some validation, like we did some really good things, but I just think in general, you're always looking to the things you need to correct, you know, and there's only so much time you have to correct those things. So I don't even think it was I told you so thing. I think it was more of, okay, we're on track, but like there's still a lot of work to be done.
There had to be, though, some sigh of relief, because no matter how steadfast he has been that what they're doing out there is the right thing to do.
Okay, let me.
There had to be some.
Okay, I'll agree with that. But you know what? I don't think it's toward, you know, like all the guys that were butthurt yesterday, like Tyler and Stokely and Chad and Nate and all those guys. Like, I don't think it was about.
Well, now who's naming names?
Yeah, I don't think it was all about that. I did that for you.
I know you did.
I know. But, you know, almost some of the coaches on his own staff. What you have to remember is, and when we had Hackett on yesterday, you know, we talked to him for 5 minutes while we were in break, right? He came over, we went to break, we talked to him for 5 minutes. Then he did the show, and then I talked to him before he left, and blah, blah, blah. He goes, you got to remember, because I was at Jacksonville as the coordinator, as the play caller, and Doug Marrone, when they went, but remember, they went to the AFC Championship in 2018. And with Doug Marrone, it was like, this will be the hardest camp you guys have ever. So he's been in one of those old school. Doug Marrone was in camp with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 90s. I played against Doug Marrone. So, like, he knows what that's like, and he's been there, and he's like, this is more efficient. And some of the coaches on his own staff, I think, were like, I don't know if this is right. So I think there's validation with the coaches on your own staff. He doesn't give a rip what I think or what you think or what anybody else here thinks. That doesn't matter to him.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I think our offense is exactly where I thought it would be. And honestly, probably further. We're really far along. I mean, it's impressive to see how much, once again, I get credit to the guys, man. The investment they've put into it every day, every moment, it's all about them, you know, and what they've done. You know, it's been a joy to be able to work with them every day and just put in the extra work. And I think it's obviously added up to us looking really sharp, playing really clean football, executing in every way throughout the day, made some great big plays.
I don't think it was a coincidence that on the most action-packed, most anticipated day of training camp to this point, with a big crowd, tons of former great players on the sidelines watching, that Russell Wilson had his best day of training camp. Yeah. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think this is a guy who clearly, when the lights shine a little brighter, he elevates his game.
Unlimited.
I took a picture with Russ and Sierra yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
How did you get alone time with them?
Well, I was in the mall with my grandkids.
Okay.
And I went by the Russ and Sierra store.
How's it doing?
I think it was good. My wife wanted to dress me like Russ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, she likes Russ. She wants me to look like Russ.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Russ is handsome. He's smooth. He's debonair.
Right. I didn't say, hey, I'd like you to dress you like not. Sierra. I didn't say that.
Uh-oh. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Well, is right.
Well, after seeing Sierra's latest video, whew.
I didn't see that. But But anyhow, yeah, right. You know what? Here's the other thing.
You're right.
He's like that dude. Some guys, when the lights are brightest, man, they play their best. That's Russell Wilson.
Well,
which was great. Let me ask you this: you think there's a little bit of D-Mac that just died yesterday? You know, like, it's just like hoping he didn't play well so he could keep the, if only we had Justin Fields alive. Like, you think there's just...
Did I see this right? That Justin Fields said publicly, I'm throwing to a bunch of guys right now that wouldn't have made it at Ohio State? Tell me he didn't say that. Come on.
Keep our composure.
Anyway, just a little side note. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think Russell, just as championship quarterback, the game's never over. I think that's a huge compliment that you can give. It really ties to the great ones. So can make all the throws, dynamic, play extension. So once again, I think this would be great work for our defense.
Mike McCarthy out there yesterday. Praise for Russell, who he has gone up against many times, both in Green Bay and with the Cowboys. What was your takeaways of America's team? 12-5 a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, you were over on the defense, but I saw some dynamic completions to CeeDee Lamb. I thought CeeDee Lamb
had a good day.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be, you know, we had Moose Johnson on earlier in the week. I just don't think they're going to be as strong as up front as they've been in the past. So it's going to require, you know, it's going to require Dak to be really good. And if you look at Dak, even though they're 12-5, the second half of the season, you know, he had some injury issues. I did a game, and he just wasn't very good. Like, walking up into that game, it was probably week 12, week 13, week 14, whatever it was. You know, so studying 3 weeks before that, he just hadn't been very good. And, you know, he downplayed the injuries. I'm not injured. I'm fine. But you could tell that he was hampered. He's going to have to be great, Mike. You paid him to be great. He's going to have to be great. I will tell you, even though the Broncos had a great day offensively for the most part, the Cowboys are going to be tough on defense. They've got Lawrence is a great player. Micah Parsons is just an exceptional player and can play anywhere. There's nothing you can't put on his plate that he can't, you know, digest. He's amazing. He's like that dude. Who's that dude that traveled around and ate all kinds of things that would make a Billy Goat puke? Bald guy. Zimmer.
What?
Yeah. The travel, he had a food show. Oh. He had little tiny glasses on, and he had a bald head.
And he'd eat the most disgusting stuff.
Hey, what is this? Quail egg smothered in, you know, in chicken doo-doo? Yeah, let me tell. Oh, delicious.
Delicacy.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
And Brendan drives one high and deep left field. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Three-run jack for Brendan Rodgers, and the Rockies have blown it. Dick shot.
Drew Goodman with the call. Hey, those scrappy Rockies cooled off the previously hot Cardinals by taking 2 out of 3 from St. Louis.
Whoop-de-doo. Mm-hmm.
And I know, I'm looking for whatever small silver linings I get. How about Brendan Rodgers, though?
Yes.
Early this season, he was hitting like .112, just getting crushed.
I was watching the game the other day. Say, if you take out his April, just take April off the books, the dude has just been legit. But go on.
Continue. But if you're talking about, you know, building blocks for the future, Rodgers highly touted. It's taken a while, but boy, does he seem to be figuring it out. You're right, hitting .375 in August. Hit .307 in July. Hit .283 in June. Yeah, so, you know, hit .347 in May. April, he hit .078. Yeah, you take out April, dude's been an all-star.
Can you imagine, though, for him, and this is in all seriousness, the mental toughness it takes to have that kind of April.
Oh.
And to not just completely fold for the season.
Every time you walk up, you can't help it. It's up there on the big board.
Right.
Your numbers.
Did I like, because I was like, dude, this guy, come on now, come on. But I'll be the first to admit, man, I'm impressed.
Okay.
That like, just is. Whatever derogatory, I don't know what kind of derogatory statements I made, but I take them back now.
13-15, Rockies in the second half of the season. They were 35-47 in the first half. So far, my prediction looking good that they would be, they'd be better in the second half than they were in the first. So I'm going to take my little victory there.
What are they since the All-Star break?
I don't care. It's not the second half. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.